Christ being willing to come down and to sacrifice himself, to shed his blood for the redemption of our souls, for the remission of our sins. We're so thankful, Lord, for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ask that we would be able to open our hearts to you, Lord, that we would be able surrendered fully, Lord God, that you would always be first in our lives, Lord, that we would have no other idols, things in our lives that come before you.
Thank you. Become jealous of that. People don't understand it, or man of God, a woman of God, filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit of the Lord, the presence of God. Oh, doesn't that make you want to shout?
Yeah.
Makes you want to say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Glory to God. So as we take this bread, we must understand that it is our bodies that we present before the Lord. Say, God, use us. Use me for your glory. Use me, God, to fulfill your will and to fulfill your calling. God, I surrender all to you. Have your way with me. So let us pray this prayer of brokenness. As Jesus broke the bread, that he would break us, that he would mold us and shape us. Break us from pride. Break us from selfishness. Break us from any hindering thing that we do that would keep us from being effective for the kingdom of God's sake. Let us pray. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Lord.
Praise God. Oh, Lord Father, help us put you first in our life, Lord. Help us remember you before we do anything when we wake up in the morning, Lord God. Help us to thank you, Lord God, when we see the spring flowers and the bees and the look over the earth and see the wonderful creation you have given us, Lord. We take these things for granted, but as we get soaked into the world and the things that are not of you, and we get lost, and sometimes we even forget that it was you, Lord God, that went to the cross for us. You willingly broke your son for us. So, Lord God, if we have to be broken, to be reminded that it's you that keep us. We are your sheep. You are the shepherd of us. We are the flock. And remind us. Help remind us, Lord God. We can do nothing without you. And if we have to be broken, to be reminded, to be pinched, trials and tribulations are a blessing because they remind us that there's nothing we can do without you, Lord God. Be with us. Let us feel your mighty presence wherever we go. But most of all, Lord God, remind us to put you in the front, in the forefront of our lives. So if you have to break us, break us. Break us of those things that are not of you. Break that chain. Break that chain. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So as we take this wafer, this unleavened bread, it represents the suffering that Jesus endured and his yieldedness. It represents a void of yeast, which represents pride and anything pertaining to self, selfishness. So we surrender it all to God that we may live in Jesus' name to the glory of the Lord. So as we eat together, no longer will we have to offer sacrifices on an altar of sheep and goats. But now the blood of Jesus that is poured out will once and for all cleanse us for all eternity. And we will be forever washed and cleansed and made new because of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, let us prepare today by saying this prayer. And as we pray, we want God to forgive us of our sins, because without the forgiveness of our sins, without the shedding of blood, there can be no cleansing from sin, no liberty from sin, no washing away of our sins. We must first confess our sins and ask God to wash us and renew us, that He may give us newness of life through Christ. So let us pray. Let the blood of Jesus be applied to our lives. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you this morning, Lord God, for the blood that was shed by your Son on the cross. We thank you, Lord God, for that cleansing blood that washes over our lives, Heavenly Father. And I pray today, Lord God, that that blood would wash through each and every single one of us here today, God. That that blood, Lord, would fill us up, Heavenly Father. That it would go into the deepest parts of our lives and even the sin in which we have not yet confessed to you, God. That it would make it rise to the surface, Lord. That we would be able to leave this place white as snow, God. Hallelujah. That it would lift us up, Heavenly Father, that it would mold us and shape us to be able to leave this place with the 100% forgiveness in which only you can provide, Lord. That we would be able to leave this place with the abilities that you have called us to do, Lord God, to lay hands on the sick, to lift sight to the blind, Lord God, to help the lame walk, Lord. To do that, Lord, we need to be able to first walk in you. And the only way you can be present in our lives, Lord, is if we are free from sin, God. So free us today, Lord. Let that blood melt away the chains, Lord. Let it melt down walls, Lord. Let it break down bondage, Heavenly Father. Let us leave this place with the freedom of the Holy Spirit to go forth and let everyone know that there is power in the name of Jesus. Wash us white as snow, Lord. Clean us. And forgive us, Lord. So that we can go forth and let others know that they too can receive that forgiveness of sin. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
As we come together in one accord, as we share the newness of life with all that Christ has done together, as we open this cup, I would like you to just envision yourself. Can you picture yourself before the throne of God, kneeling down, bowing down, laying down on your face before God, knowing that He is your all in all? Can you hear the angels saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain, who is, and is, and is to come. Worthy is the Lamb." And there you are in the midst of the glory of God, surrendered, yielded before God. let us experience this and remember what he has done, as this represents what Jesus has done for us. Let us drink together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're clean.